If you have leadership, you are probably winning right now. But if you struggle in that leadership area, you're probably struggling. So what I've done is I've compiled the 10 traits of the very best leaders that I've observed over the years, that I've observed that are either coaching clients right now that are winning at a high level, some mentors in my life, things that I've personally went through. And I'm going to break down the top 10 traits of the very best leaders, because here's my belief. If you can become a better leader, then it will serve every aspect of your life and everyone inside of it. And for those of you that maybe think, well, I'm not a leader, I'm just an agent. My belief is everyone is a leader to someone in their life. And so these lessons can apply to anyone that is listening here. Welcome back to another episode of All or Nothing in Real Estate. I'm your host, Matt Smith, the founder of All or Nothing in Real Estate. As a reminder, this podcast is a movement to give back to this amazing industry that has given so much to me and my family. Guys, today I'm just going to rapid fire. I'm going straight to it. There's a lot going on in our industry right now. There's people that are winning. There's people that are struggling. And there's a lot of things going on in our industry. And I have a pulse as a coach, as an operator, as someone who goes to lots of events. I have a pulse on what's going on, and I want to bring to you what's real and what I've observed, what's going on right now in the marketplace. So there's one commonality that I've observed. If you have this, you're probably winning. And if you don't, you're struggling. And that one thing is it's one word, sounds simple, but it's extremely complex. And that one word is leadership. If you have leadership, you are probably winning right now. But if you struggle in that leadership area, you're probably struggling. So what I've done is I've compiled the 10 traits of the very best leaders that I've observed over the years, that I've observed that are either coaching clients right now that are winning at a high level, some mentors in my life, things that I've personally went through. And I'm going to break down the top 10 traits of the very best leaders, because here's my belief. If you can become a better leader, then it will serve every aspect of your life and everyone inside of it. And for those of you that maybe think, well, I'm not a leader, I'm just an agent. My belief is everyone is a leader to someone in their life. And so these lessons can apply to anyone that is listening here. So without further ado, let me dive in. The top 10 traits of the very best leaders. Trait number one, the best leaders are extremely clear. If you've heard me talk for more than 30 seconds, you've heard me say, clarity is kindness. Said differently, to be unclear is to be unkind. Well, and we live in a world where people walk on eggshells, we're scared of offending people, or what if we hurt their feelings? And I just know that great leaders, they live in truth. Truth is the truth, even if it hurts your feelings. And so if you go to any relationship, anything in your life where there has maybe been a disagreement, there's been unmet expectations, it's because we did not clearly set the expectations in the beginning. So clarity is kindness. I would encourage you to go back and think, where can I be clear on my expectations, clear on what needs to be done, clear on the vision, the values? Just, you have to be extremely clear. Here's the truth. Weak leaders, they overestimate the clarity of their own communication. Strong leaders obsess over it. Strong leaders obsess over the clarity of their own communication. If your team lacks the right information, the truth is that's on you, not on them. Go back and ask yourself, have I been extremely clear? Have I said it consistently over and over and over again? That will solve a lot of the problems. Some of you don't even need the other nine. You just need to go back and execute on that one. Number two, great leaders have an unwavering belief. Here's the truth. If you're listening to this podcast, it's because I assume you want to be better. You want to grow in some aspect of life, business, finance, relationship, leadership. You want to grow somewhere. And if you want to grow, you've got to become a great leader. And great leaders have an unwavering belief in themselves, in their vision, in their values, in their team. Here's the truth. As you're going through this success journey, everyone's going to doubt you. Your customers, your team, your family, your old friend circle. And sometimes you'll even doubt yourself too. But I'm reminded, if you want to be convincing, you have to be the most convinced. You will never be convincing if you are not convinced. So you have to have conviction and belief in yourself, in your vision. When you believe deeply enough to keep pushing through the uncertainty, keep pushing through the skepticism, others will start believing too. So you must have unwavering belief. Number three, great leaders have high adaptability. They have high adaptability, meaning that they have the attitude of curiosity. They don't think I have it all figured out. They're willing to innovate, to make the change that needs to be made in order in the current space and time. So let's go back to like real estate market. When the market shifts, are you going to shift to, now that the market has changed, interest rates have doubled, inventory problems, all the problems that we've had over the last 3 years, however long it's been. There were leaders that didn't adapt because they didn't want to live in truth. The truth is, when the market shifts like that, guess what happens? If you do the same behaviors, the same activity, you're not going to get the same outcome. Your outcome is going to be worse. So it requires more. It requires more skill, more will, more activity. It requires more of these things in order to get the same result. But how many people adapted to actually using that message? A lot of us don't, because you know what? Change is hard. And not a lot of humans like to change. And so as the market shifts, we have to be able to adapt into what the marketplace requires. Or maybe it's technology. Maybe it's like using AI for something. Like, I'm not super big on AI, but I use it. I'm not saying that you use it to replace everything in your life, but I'm saying you got to be able to adapt to what's in front of you. I remember when Facebook came out. I don't know if you guys were around when Facebook came out, but I was a MySpace user when Facebook came out, and I held off as long as I could. Like, I probably should have seen the writing on the wall sooner. We got to get away from this attitude of, well, that's the way I've always done it. Because here's the truth. Markets shift, technology changes, customers leave, teammates quit. When the original plan fails, because it will, the best leaders reset instantly without ego. And they maintain the attitude of being a curious beginner. They're not afraid to start back over at zero. You got to have a high adaptability. Number four, great leaders are always proactive. They are always proactive. There's so many people that are passive or reactive in today's world. The best leaders are always proactive. The best leaders, they set the pace. They act with urgency. If you act with urgency, guess what? Those that follow you, they will too. Great leaders anticipate problems before they become a problem that's going to like explode. You got to anticipate what could go wrong, and you got to act quickly. The truth is, not making a choice is still a choice. Not making a decision is still a decision. Any decision or any choice beats no decision or no choice. Success loves speed. Speed creates momentum. Sitting still and waiting for things to change around you is the fastest way to die. Success loves speed. Always be proactive. You know any successful people? Do you know any successful people that act just so casual all the time? Like, if you think about the most successful people that you know, whether it's financially, in business, whatever it may be, specifically in real estate, are they the ones that just sit back and just wait for shit to fall in their lap? Are they the ones that are always, there's always something going on? I got to go. I got this thing. I got that thing. I got the next thing. Leaders set the pace. You got to be proactive. Success loves speed. Number five, they have a high resilience. Here's the truth. Life's tough. Business is tough. Real estate's tough. Sometimes everything that can go wrong will go wrong. Don't be surprised. Expect it. You know what? That deal, it's going to fall apart. you're going to have a mutual release. That inspection is going to kill the deal. Don't be surprised when it happens. Be ready. Be prepared. You know who those things affect more than others? Those things affect the people that get one contract and stop doing the activities to get more contracts because they're relying on that one thing to happen. Top agents, you know what they do? They just keep doing the activity over and over. And that one inspection that falls through, or that contract that falls through, doesn't impact them. They're highly resilient. The best leaders, they know that success, that growth, that impact, that change, that lessons are on the other side of that setback. Like, the reality is, your job isn't to like avoid the obstacles. It's not to avoid getting punched in the face. It's not to avoid the punches. Your job is to get kicked in the teeth and get up anyways. I remember one of my first speeches I ever did, I played a quick video from Rocky. And I mean, my wife even bought me a glass like photo type thing that sits in my office. And it says, it's not about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. How many times can you get kicked in the teeth and still get up? Sometimes you just got to persevere. You got to have a high resilience. Number six, great leaders, they empower others. Great leaders don't create followers. Great leaders create new leaders. Great leaders are a coach, not a micromanager. Great leaders help people make decisions for themselves. Great leaders give people tools that they need to be successful without you. Think about that for a minute. How many leaders, or how many managers, should I say, they hold all the information close to vest, and they hold their value in being the one that has the answers. And they hold value and weight in people asking them questions instead of being a great leader and giving all the information that you have away. One of my mentors and coach, John Cheplak, says, to keep what you have, you must give it away. You must empower others. Great leaders create new leaders. Number seven, great leaders are extremely accountable. They are extremely accountable. Average people run away from accountability. Champions run towards it. The truth is, great leaders, if you start something, they start something, they own it, for better or worse, and they see it through. You see, when things go south, great leaders, they say, yep, that was on me. They look in the mirror, they take ownership, and they take extreme personal responsibility for the outcomes. That was on me. See, blaming and complaining, or those I can't catch a break people, that's just lazy. That's destructive. That's not leadership. Great leaders, they take all the critiques and they give all the credit. Credit goes to the team, and any responsibility of shortcomings, or we came up short here, or we made a mistake there, that's on you as a leader. Great leaders are extremely accountable. Number eight, great leaders have high standards. This is a big one for me. I talk about standards a lot. You've probably heard it. But standards aren't what you say. Great leaders realize that standards are not what you say. They're what you tolerate or allow. Because the truth is, what you tolerate becomes your culture. The moment that you start accepting mediocre work, you've lowered the bar. You've lowered their standard by what you've allowed. Great leaders define what excellence looks like. And then they hold the line like everything depends on it, because it does. Here's the truth. As a leader, you have to model and demonstrate the behaviors that you expect at such a high level, that you do it at such an elite level, that as it goes through and it funnels through from you, from the top, to everyone else in your organization, and it gets diluted as it goes down the line, because it does get diluted, that diluted version that gets to the next person in line, or the person after them, or the person after them, you have to be performing at such a high level that their diluted version is still above standard. That's what great leaders do. And then great leaders hold the line of the standard for everyone. One of my favorite lines as a leader is like, I tell my coaching clients, keep this one in your leadership tool belt. Anytime anyone backs you in a corner, ask questions that are maybe out of alignment of culture or selfish or whatever it may be. Maybe that's not their intention, but that's just kind of how it feels. Just ask them this question and it kind of resets their brain. That's a really good question. I'm just curious. How is that in the best interest of everyone? Because guess what? My responsibility isn't just to one person. It's to everyone. It's to the team. And the way that we do that is we hold the line on the standards. We don't let people slip because we might hurt their feelings. The standard is the standard is the effing standard. You got to hold the line because that's what's in the best interest of everyone. Number 9, great leaders are lifelong learners. They are always learning. The truth is, leadership is the lid. And if you are not growing as a leader, then your company is not growing. Like a lot of people look at things as like, hey, that was a failure. I guess there are failures. But I think inside of those failures, inside of those things that could have went better, there's also amazing lessons. And so I would encourage you, if you're going to fail fast, because that means you learn fast. You got to take the at-bats. The best leaders, they outlearn their competition. And again, they are ahead of everyone else in how they are developing personally that everyone else in the organization is struggling to keep up. And they are striving to become the best version of themselves because of the example that you set. You got to keep that humble beginner's mindset and always be learning. Be a lifelong learner. There's always, you can learn something from everyone. You got to have that humility and always be willing to learn. Number 10, last, but certainly not least. Great leaders lead by example. Great leaders are not a hypocrite. Great leaders don't say, well, do as I say, not as I do. That shit doesn't work. The truth is, if you don't live your mission and your values every day, no one else will. Your team doesn't believe what you say. They believe what you do. They are watching everything that you do. How do you handle pressure? How do you treat people? How do you make decisions when no one's looking? Are you the example or are you the warning? Great leaders become the example that they demand from others. All right, guys, that's the top 10 traits of the very best leaders. As a reminder, great leadership is what is winning in today's world and society. The world needs more great leaders. That's why I wanted to bring this to you. I want to encourage you, lean into your leadership, help others become better leaders, because leadership is the one common thing that I see and observe of people that are winning today's marketplace, regardless of what's happening around them. It's the people that understand leadership at a very high level. I share this with you because I want you to win too. Thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate all the support. This podcast continues to grow. I continue to receive emails and messages of people listening to the show, and I appreciate it. I just ask one favor. Share this with a friend. Share this on social media and tag me. Send this to your coworkers. Send this out in an email to your database. Send it to someone that can learn from this. I do this to give back, and I know there's some lessons here that can help people grow. So, guys, I appreciate you sharing the show. Appreciate you listening. You listening. I appreciate your support, and we'll see you guys next week. Give today your all. See ya.